Blog Talk Radio. Intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning in to a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs.
Everyone who lives on this earth has a mission to do.
All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line to help me and you. So trust what you feel.
Hello everybody, welcome to the Gold Ring Healing Fountain on Blog Talk Radio. Yes, Shan, I'm here. And we are here with our new switchboard.
And so many buttons to mute, I didn't know whether I was on or not.
And we definitely need some Ho'oponopono today, right?
Yes, we've got the beautiful Violet Light, our radio goddess. She's going to be revisiting Ho'oponopono. And so it's going to be brilliant, because I really can't wait for it.
Me neither.
So, are we going to say hello to Violet now, or do you want to play Love Somebody first?
Oh, maybe we could introduce Violet over here, because I think she has something to say about the song, right?
Well, and we want to preload the video. So that we can watch, but I will explain that as I was trying to get my thoughts together for this show, I really had to, you know, it's been a while since I've been on the radio, so I really had to let go and let Goddess inform the process. And so I was basically just taking the things that came to light in that time. Well, when I saw this artist called Dub FX, and it's also filmed by Dowden, and then I thought, how, you know, rubber to the road is this man? How amazing is his process, because it's creative and he's just right in the street doing it on the fly, and I love the message, and so that's what this is.
Okay,
to help out someone.
It's really beautiful. Yes, you want to see the video together with everybody?
Yeah.
Okay, here's the link. And then we can open up with the song and you can see this guy. Okay, everybody, I see there are new people. Welcome to our show. Very nice to have you. And if you click on the link that I just posted in the chat, you will come on YouTube channel and see a video. And on the channel, you can mute the sound and pause the player. And when you have done that, please give us a heart in chat room so that we know you're ready. Yeah, it's really lovely to see the man. Oh, here the hearts are already coming. So that's really...
So we're doing the video first, shall we, before the song? Before somebody...
Yes, this is the
we're
song.
We're synchronizing this one. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Right.
Because he talks in the beginning a little bit.
How he's doing it all. He explains it. And all of the people are walking by. And it's. I think that he also is like a friend of the Love Police in UK.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's really very fun. I think you'll enjoy it.
Okay, I'll count everybody down now, and when I am ready, then you click the play button so we all see the video at the same time. Here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, play.
Basically, like I said, my name is DubFX. I make music live on the spot by recording my voice into this loop station. So basically, I press record like this, and then I press the button again, and it loops like this, yeah? Record like this, and then I press the button again, and it loops like this. The reason I can do that is that I can make a beat, like a... and record the beat, loop that, and then put more beats on top of that, yeah? So I'm going to start a groove like... through the mic. Thank you.
of time, earth to be mine, living in luxury, discovering a world out there, believing in the sun, earth, water, and air, take me there, so I can see the world bloom, standing on a sea cliff, howling at the moon, creating a world for the open-minded, a unique perception of who decided, I know we can find it, it's just a matter of when and when, we collectively decided, the world is not a vicious place, it's just the way we've been raised, discovering time and space, I know that we can make our change, rearrange the way that we appreciate the world today, it's possible to love someone, and not treat them in the way that you are, it's possible to see your eyes be the devil in disguise with another front end, it's possible to change this world, revolutionize the boys that girls, it's possible to educate the next generation that will rule the world.
That was brilliant.
Love it.
Yeah, me too.
Love it.
Absolutely.
Did you hear what they were saying? I think what Billy said, and it may be where I got it, but that's Vanilla Smile's friend.
Hmm.
Maybe he can tell me if I got it right, that they're,
yes,
they're talking to him, trying to spread the word. Awesome.
Yes, Lindsay Bailey. She was on the other week. That's her friend.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Wow. Okay, well, we're going to, before you do your talking, are we doing the video, another video?
Oh, yes, we can let everybody preload that and then do, and then speak, and so that it's ready for later, okay?
The epigenetic.
Yes, the epigenetic is what we're going to play, but we have the video from the mind of the master. After that, violet. So everybody, please click on this link so you can pause the player again and mute the sound on YouTube. I think it already is. And then leave it there and send us a heart in chat room if you're ready, because first we are going to talk about something else, epigenetics. I don't have a clue what that is in English. So I'm very... interesting what you have to tell about that, Violet.
Okay, so this is where I'm going to talk about. So I was still trying to pull the details together. And, you know, there are some things that are very near and dear to my heart, like, you know, on my path, like reading Baxter, The Secret Life of Plants, when he said that plants are self-aware and that you can see them react by hooking them up to a lie detector-esque machine, then it was like a memory that I was reading it, but it was like someone had already told me that story. Mm. Someone had already said it to whispered in my ear or in my heart. And there are other things that come to mind that way. Ho'oponopono is one because of how it unfolded for one person. And when we repeat a story often enough, it's easy for a thing to become dogma where you say, oh, you have to do it just so, or hold your face this way, or pat your head and rub your tummy or something like that. And the one who came up with Ho'oponopono, there is actually information for creating your own Huna chapters. And if any of you ever are old enough to know who Gidget is, I'm not old enough. I must have seen it on way reruns. They used to say stuff about the big kahuna. I think it's all connected. But I'm just going to hurt this man's name, but it's Dr. Ihalikala Hugh Len. And that's where this story of Ho'oponopono originated from, because he actually studied in Hawaii with the hunas, and it's a particular system of belief. And so the story goes that he was, after studying with the Hunas, he was in a position where he could take a job at an asylum. And this asylum was really for some of the, you know, the patients were so, I mean, it's just like there was no hope. Even working there was a downer, and people with their blue flus in the morning, they couldn't bear to keep working because it seemed like nothing ever got any better. And so when he started this job, he said, well, I can have an office in the asylum. It's fine. I won't see any patients. But what I'm going to do is that I'm going to look at their files. And I'm going to read about the people. And because, you see, if the story, the condition about these people can come into my awareness, it means that there must be something in me that makes it possible, because the world is a reflection of who I am. And so what he would do is he would look at the files for the people, and he would dig down in himself and he would say, you know, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I'm sorry for seeing it this way. I'm sorry for for whatever belief it is that I hold that might have made this situation necessary. This person doesn't have to suffer to prove anything of my beliefs. So, you know, it was a whole understanding within himself. Well, not only were people finding recovery and more wholeness in the setting, but also the environment around the hospital became a more hopeful place. It was like this exercise of him to dig into his own responsibility naturally brought around a healing in that space. Okay. Now, there are other things that we always share, and sometimes it gets a little under my skin, like the idea of the 100th monkey. Now, I think there's a lot of us here who talk about the story of the 100th monkey. And, you know, I went looking for that one, and you know, it turns out that there are some people that are like, well, you know, actually the study didn't go that far. There's no real documentation that it happened the way that it stated, and silly light workers pick it up and run with it that way. And so my first reaction was to go, oh, no, that, you know, it can't be. But you know, a feeling of my own growth and understanding is on the heels of that reaction. It came to me, so why is it so widely adopted as true? Why did the original researcher believe that it's true? Write it that way. Feel that it. Why do we look around and see things in our life that seem to echo the same lesson as though it should be true? And not only that, but, you know, the scientific community with its own a dogma. Sometimes these ideas can't be followed by researchers because they go completely contrary to what science already believes is true. And one of those cases in point is Bruce Lipton. He was a physician's teacher. He was teaching the physicians biology. And so this recording that we have of Bruce Lipton and his explanation of epigenetics is very much like the writing of I'm Okay, You're Okay, that took it from the Freud type understanding of we're stuck to our past, we're machines of our minds and our hearts and our bodies, and we're stuck to where we are, and gave us back motion and life and spark. And to go back to the 100th monkey, I also wonder how much of the quickening that we see all around us, how much of the truth coming forward and people seeing the vision, how much of that is because we dared to believe. And so with that, I think we can play epigenetics and it will be pretty self-explanatory.
Okay. And the new biology, which is now recognized, and here's, let's get the name so we know I can use the word then. What we're teaching in school is called genetic control, and literally that says control by genes. That's genetic control.
This is what being taught in schools today, in medical schools.
Absolutely. It's in every textbook. Every textbook, you pick it up. And it's fun because the principal belief behind this genetic control is actually called in the textbooks. This is like humor because it's cosmic joke to me. In the textbook, the belief that genes control life is referred to as the central dogma. And the humor about it was that I taught this belief, which was from Francis Crick, from the guy Watson and Crick who discovered the DNA in 1958. Francis Crick came up with this hypothesis, and the hypothesis is that genes, people may have heard the flow, DNA goes to RNA, goes to protein, and that is the flow of information in biology. So it starts with the DNA, ends with the protein, and the relevance for the protein is, just so people understand it, that the building blocks of our cells that give us our structure and give us all of our functions are derived from these little protein molecules, which are very complex, and maybe 150,000 or more different proteins make up a human body. So they're like parts. You buy at a parts store, and cells are built out of these things. So if the parts are controlled by the DNA, then the shape of the body and all the behavior is actually predetermined in the DNA. And they called it the central dogma that genes control life, basically. And what's really interesting about it is that people don't recognize this, is that when Francis Crick came up with this hypothesis, this was already, people believed that was going to be the result. So when his research somewhat supported that result, they took a jump and they said, yes, this research actually supports the belief we had, and therefore they reinforced the belief with the central dogma that genes control life. And the fact was, it was never a scientific experiment. It was never even tested in that regard. It was already believed to be that way. So when the hypothesis came up, everybody goes, oh, that makes all the sense in the world. And so the joke is, they repeated this so many times over so many years. You know, that was like, 60 years ago, okay? Mm-hmm. It's been repeated for 60 years, and what happened in history is that when you repeat something for so long, at some point it just becomes the fundamental rule of life. Mm-hmm. And the joke is, it was never scientifically demonstrated, it was just expected. And so the interesting part about it is, now the humor is, when I got out of the system, that was the first time I actually went to the dictionary and said, central dogma, what is dogma actually defined as? And the definition of dogma is a belief based on religious persuasion and not scientific fact. And all of a sudden, I had to laugh. There I was teaching medical school for all those years, and I was actually teaching religion because it was never a scientific fact, and today turns out to be absolutely incorrect. And you might say, well, that's interesting. No, it's like, no, this is not like interesting. This is culture bending, earth changing information, and it's the parallel. This is a beautiful parallel because this is the reality of it. The parallel in this new biology is what happened in 1925, when Newtonian physics, the concept of a material universe, ruled the world. And in 1925, physicists finally had to accept the reality that it's not a universe based on matter. It's actually a universe based on energy, because the atoms are not made out of matter. They're made out of energy. So everything is made out of energy. So there you are in one day saying this is a material mechanical universe and the body is a machine. It's got chemistry in it. And then according to physics the next day, it said, well, that's an illusion. The body is actually energy and it's influenced by energy. And yet, the physicists, going from Newtonian physics to quantum physics, it wasn't an easy transition. I mean, if you made your whole career teaching of a material universe and one day wake up and say, you know, everything I taught for all those years, let's just forget that and start again, it wasn't easy. So there was a transition phase where the old thinking had to evolve, you know, leave the system, and the new thinking coming in. Well, today's new biology is exactly the same, but it has a more profound difference for us in one sense, because the old physics took us like from a crank telephone to a cell phone, or from a steam engine to a rocket ship engine. Mm-hmm. That was the difference between Newtonian physics and quantum physics. And in biology, the new biology is going to take us from a world today of crisis and ill health and a failing environment and world, and take us to another level of masterful control, where we, in our consciousness and our experiences of life, will actually have power over our own lives and not be the victims that we were programmed to be. So to me, when people understand the nature of this and recognize how their perceptions about life, which we'll talk about beliefs about life, when they change, it actually has a biological connection through the energy field, through quantum physics, and through a new thing called epigenetic control. Remember, genetic control, controlled by genes. Epigenetic control is the new field of science. As a matter of fact, just within the last year or so, it's finally breaking into the public because it's been at the leading edge of science for about 20 years. But that science takes a long time before it can ultimately get to the public or mass attention. So they're just bringing it to the world, to the mass world, epigenetic control. And epi means, that's a prefix that means above. So when you say the word epidermis in biology, the skin, the epidermis means the layer above the dermis. So epi means above, and you say epigenetic control, then that translates as control above the genes. And that is like the difference between either controlled by the genes or your control is above the genes. And when you're controlled by the genes, you're a victim of your genes. When you're controlled by something above your genes, then that controls your genes. And it turns out the mind is what's above the genes. And it's the mind that controls the genes. And when people in the world can own this, not as, well, that's a neat idea, but as a fact, then it says, well, if you want to change your life and you want to express different characters or traits, then it's incumbent upon you to know that your mind is involved with actually creating that ability, that behavior, that genetic expression that allows you to control what you want in your life. So we go from victim to master in this new biology.
That sounds really interesting to me.
So what did you think of that? So the proteins are, so the genes are receptors. I've watched quite a bit of Bruce Lipton, but if I understand, the genes are actually receptors then that vibrate to the information that's coming in. The proteins are shaped by the belief system, and movement is the spark of life.
That sounds plausible. Right, are we going to light our candles? Or did you want to say a few more words about that, Violet?
No, go ahead.
Okay, we usually do ceremonies because we think that ceremonies make something very special. And so we like to light our candles, and we all light them together to signify that we're a circle of love and light and healing. And also because fire is a very powerful tool. Pardon?
Did you want to do the video after the candles then?
Oh, I thought you'd done it.
Oh.
Well, we can light the candles first.
No, do the video first.
And then light the candles, okay?
Yeah, I'm sorry, I'm so disoriented because I can't mute my mic, and so I can't type in. I can't clear my throat or cough. And it's just because it's a new Skype and a new switchboard.
Hmm. Well, I'll post the link. Here's the link again for the new ones.
Okay.
Were in the chat room because I saw some new ones. Click on the link, please. Pause the player and mute the sound. And give us a heart in chat room so that we know that you're ready. And then we have a very good video of the mind of a master. Very powerful one.
Oh, yeah, I was looking forward to this one.
Okay. And in the meanwhile, I'm going to tell you why Gary is not, why you cannot hear Gary. Because Gary is a little bit ill today, okay? So we go over to the other page right now on this space where I click so that we all can see beautiful video. And I'm going to count you down. Here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, play.
Oh, that was so beautiful. Sounded like Libra, didn't it, singing? Anyway, we're going to use the power of fire to help us to manifest our goals, which are, as usual, to send out love, light and healing to all mankind, to Mother Earth and to the nature wave. And I've lit my candle. I'm lighting my incense as well. It purifies the atmosphere, ready to invite the angelic realm to join us. So we're going to ask the Archangel Michael, please be with us now to bring your love and protection in the name of divine truth, in love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. The Archangel Uriel, please be with us now to bring your love and upliftment in the name of divine truth, love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. The Archangel Gabriel, please be with us now to bring your love and wisdom in the name of divine truth, love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. The Archangel Raphael, please be with us now to bring your love and healing in the name of divine truth, love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. And the Archangel Metatron, we ask for your assistance now to take our love, light and healing out to all mankind, all around the world, in divine truth, love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Also, Samanda Jesus and the Magdalene energies, please be with us now. Thank you. We're now in the divine presence of the angelic realm, and we ask that they close around our circle of love, light and healing, along with our guides, inspirers and guardian angels, to assist them in sending out the healing. We now have 22 therapists in the chat room, and we'd like to ask Marika to do the mantra. Thank you, Marika.
Thank you, Shana. That's beautiful. Dearest Way Showers, I would like to ask you to take a deep breath and focus on your connection with our Mother Earth. Become aware of the fact that you're in touch with her, your feet lightly touching her, and become aware of the fact that many feet are touching her right now in all countries all over the world. Close your eyes and visualize this with me. We are all standing on her, holding each other's hands. We surround her like a giant wheel with spokes of light coming from our hearts together into the center space that lies deep within our grandmother Earth. As we see her crystal heart and as we take this deep breath again, we feel the beating of our heart through our bodies, and we all start to slightly move on the melody of her heartbeat as one heart. We feel this energy reaching our heart centers, and our hearts feel so warm. They're overflowing with love, and the energy you can imagine as the purest light flows to the center of the earth.
and we become aware of our connection again. And we know we are all related.
All related.
Mitakoye Oyasin. When the energy reaches our eyes, we feel our heads lifting a tiny bit up, and we see our Father Sky. And when we see beyond Father Sky, we see a giant book floating in space. On the cover of the book is written, Book of Healing Requests. And the book opens. We can write down all names we would like in that book. But the first name you may write down in grace is your own name. Please go ahead and write it in there. Right now, you are a receiver of healing energy, and you may direct this energy to any human being, animal, or plant you want by writing down the names in the book. You may write them down underneath the healing fountain list that is already in there. I'll give you a little bit of time to write the names down. Please go ahead now. And when all names are written in the book, we see that the book closes and drops slightly down into the center of Mother Earth. Thank you, Mother Earth, for all the love that you give. Feel the gratitude and sit down very comfortable and be surrounded by this energy. And listen to a beautiful meditation from our special guest. Thank you very much.
And this week we have Violet Light. Thank you, Violet.
So as the music starts here, one of the other things that came to light was rather unexpected. It happened to be a quote from Bruce Lee. He said, adopting a certain physical posture, or by adopting a certain physical posture, a resonant chord is struck in spirit. I decided to call the following that I'm going to read an emote. I hope to deliver it in a way that lets you notice how the words feel inside. I may pause at times. This is purposeful. As I said earlier, silence was going to be a part of it. Silence has its own language. I love myself. I love myself. I love myself. I forgive myself. I forgive myself. It is safe for me to forgive myself. I forgive everyone. Known or unknown. I know I live in an abundant world. Being in my joy is realistic. Being fully enthusiastic is my goal. Enthusiasm is awareness of indwelling source. Every prayer is answered without exception. Every thought and action is a prayer. Every answer is delivered by an insight. And every insight is contained within the eternal flow of consciousness. Everything is made out of energy. In the throes of life, 95% of my choices and actions come from my subconscious entrainment. Energy streams into my body along a network receiving apparatus, delivered through my senses and extrapolated by my beliefs. How can I taste, touch, hear, see, smell energy? Linda Goodman loved to joke, if you don't mind, it doesn't matter. No energy can take me from this plane if I'm meant to be, and no force can keep me if I'm meant to go. No fear means I know my existence is eternal. Nothing is created or destroyed, only transformed. Where science once saw a machine trapped in brain and body, more science is finding that space and movement are the spark. Movement, energy, change. A stationary, static, stale point has no vitality. Every manifestation begins with a resonance in spirit. Insights inform thoughts. Thoughts become things. Emotions resonate the thought according to my perceptions. The resonance imbues every next moment with power exponentially. And my experiences are drawn in kind. Why are questions more powerful than answers? What if I die daily and am recreated in each moment? What if my soul draws me in space and time? What if I recreate every single cell every 7 years? What would I like to be made of? What if I am love and light and have always been? Wave and particle, like the scientific conundrum. What if I deserve all that I desire? What if laser beams of love and light flow from my fingertips? What if my footfalls connect my heart to every other heart? What if I am that I am? Thank you.
It's time to close the chakras. And to do that, we go to the top of the head, pretend we have doors. We close the top of the head door, the chakra in the head, the crown chakra. Then we go to the third eye, closing that door. Down to the throat chakra, closing that one. And down to the heart chakra, closing that one. Down to the solar plexus, closing that door. And down to the navel chakra, closing that one. Then to the base chakra. Close that door, and then down to the feet chakra, leaving that one open just enough to keep you grounded and connected securely to Mother Earth. Then we're going to ask the Archangel Michael to put us into a pyramid of purple light as used by the ancient Egyptians for protection. He's taking you by the hand, putting you into the pyramid of light, and sealing it at the top with a blue seal, keeping you safe until next time we meet or until next time you meditate. And not everyone wants to close the chakras, or you can close them just enough to how you feel comfortable. But if you're new to meditation, I suggest that you do close them. Thank you to the angelic realm for joining us, and hope that they be in the archives for anyone listening. And next week's guest is Jane Dawson, and she's our angel card reader. So you can call in and she'll do you a reading specially for yourself with messages from the angels. Thank you, Marika. And thank you, Violet Light. That was super. Absolutely gorgeous, wasn't it? Mm.
Thank you. It was like I would sit to write a minute or think a minute about it, and a sentence here and a sentence there. So it was really, and it came from right inside.
We could hear that, Violet. Beautiful.
It really was.
So another synchronicity was that Jean Christie wrote a song, right, about emotion.
Yes, I did. I wrote it 2 weeks ago.
So you're going to share that with us?
I can do, yeah. I've got a bit of a bad throat and I'm still learning it, but I'll have a go. Okay.
That's great.
It's called Feel It, and it is about emotions because I met so many people who are afraid to feel them. And some people, if they feel upset about something, who's typing in? Some people, if they feel upset about something, are more upset because they feel upset and because they're crying than they should be, really, because we need emotions. This is called Feel It. I've got no music because I haven't recorded it yet. And it goes, don't feel emotion. They make us human. If there were none, we would be like a stone. Happy to feel glad, happy to feel sad, happy to feel mad, you're not on your own. The ups and downs of life just help us learn. Emotional is no cause for concern. Get yourself a feeling, feeling happy, feeling magic, feeling good. Yeah, I got a feeling, feeling happy, feeling music, feeling love. Get yourself a feeling, feel it. You're not your emotion. So if you don't like one, you can just change it. What you wanna feel? Happy to feel sad, happy to feel glad. Always remember, they make it real. They're all just on a line from A to Z. Move up the line till you're A or K or B. See? Get yourself a feeling, feeling happy. Feeling music, feeling good. Yeah, I got a feeling, feeling happy. Feeling magic, feeling love. Get yourself a feeling, feel it.
I knew it had to be a cappella. That was absolutely perfect.
Beautiful.
Thank you. I don't often sing live on the radio with no music or anything, no echo or anything. But anyway, never mind.
Love it.
Thank you. Hopefully somebody out there will be able to take something of that on board.
I know I will.
Right, so we've got Dennis in the chat room, Spiritual Pilot, and he's got a website on YouTube as well, so I'm going to send him a friend request shortly. And don't forget, if you've been meditating or taking part in any alternative therapies, that you need to drink loads of water, and that grounds you. And another way of grounding yourself is to eat a big bag of chips. Any excuse, eh?
Chocolate frog.
Pardon?
The Harry Potter solution for grounding.
All right. Oh, they're great, the Harry Potter films, aren't they? Have you got some lovely more music? Nice music to play.
Oh yes, I got a whole bonus song to remember about the.
Oh, actually, weren't we going to close out with something upbeat or?
Oh yes,
it, are we ending
it? Yeah, we can do that also. I won't say Sean. I'm so used to that. Pilot. I'm going to play this song and then we can go out with your song, okay?
Oh, that's okay.
A really beating up song, yes. But first some more relaxation. Here we go.
Thank you.
for.
That was a lovely song, wasn't it?
That was lovely.
Sending that for
some reason. Absolutely beautiful.
Somebody pressed the eject button.
No. No one pressed anything, but we have an upgraded switchboard working on itself, I think.
Oh, it's one of those telepathic switchboards.
I think
that's really cool. We'll
see that.
It's one of the newest. We upgraded to the premium telepathically, yes. Very nice.
Yeah, I'll be pleased when we get it sorted out and when I find out how to mute my microphone so I can cough and sniff and do things that you do when you're chilling out.
Well, thank you all for your patience with us today. And
yes,
and thank you, Violet, for your wonderful thing you shared.
Emote.
Thank you very much.
It was
the healing fountain, Love Radio Goddess, Violet.
Absolutely.
Mm.
Absolute geek. Huh?
Yes.
And thank you to everyone in the chat room for helping to co-create the wonderful energies that we've had here today.
And we have a lovely song to play out with. Violet chose it. Can you introduce the song, Violet?
It's called Smooth Criminal, and it's, I think, a Michael Jackson song, but it's done by dueling cellos the way cellos were meant to be played.
It's really awesome.
Don't forget to join Dennis in his shows, Dennis Barnes, Spiritual Pilot. He put his link in the chat room. His shows are great.
Absolutely, yes, I agree. Okay. Well, I'm going to play the song for you now so that you all can enjoy it before we get cut off. And we'll see you all next week when we have Jane Dawson on. Okay, bye-bye. Thank you, Gary, for being here with us.
Thank you.
And thank you, Jana
Violet.
Yes, absolutely.
Bye, everybody. Love you.
Love you. Love you all. Bye-bye.